Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Neil Thompson Speaks, where we talk to people who broke free of the corporate world's shackles to start their own business. I'm your host, Neil Thompson, official corporate shackle breaker. You can find this podcast on my website, neilthompsonspeaks.com. You can also find it on iTunes or Stitcher. Please subscribe and share. I'm glad to be speaking with Cheryl Rausch today, an acclaimed professional speaker, trainer and coach. Cheryl is the president and CEO of Sparkle Presentations. She has presented over 3,500 programs in 12 countries. Did I mention that she's also a seven-time award-winning author? Where does she find the time? I'm interested in talking to Cheryl about her endeavors, the moment she decided to go solo, and her tips on branding for fledgling businesses. Let's bring her in now. Hello, Cheryl. Welcome to Neil Thompson Speaks.
Hi. Thank you so much, Neil. I love what you're doing with your podcast, and it's so perfect because if there's an entrepreneurial spirit that is shackled, as you say, at the job today, I'm hoping that our conversation is going to help really light a fire, rekindle the spirit, and create some excitement and get them out there doing what they want to be doing and making money.
Absolutely, Cheryl. First question for you. What was the last job that you had where you were an employee?
Wow. I took a short-term contract for a local business here in San Diego of one of the featured celebrities on The Secret, and that they had sought me out and asked me to be their director of education and training running all of the events. I knew it that I blew it. The first day I showed up to work and I felt so shackled and chained working in a small area and having orders yelled at me left and right and points of discrimination. And what really got me was that I had started losing my sparkle, and a fellow employee said, "Hey, you're the sparkle lady and you're starting to dull here a little bit. You know, this job is killing you." And I thought, oh my gosh. And within 3 months, I had already done everything that I was hired to do, found two people to step in and replace what I was doing. Systems were in place. And I thought, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? And there comes a time, I think, in every entrepreneur's mind and life cycle of their business that they think, oh, I should really give this up and go get a real job. Well, the advice that I would share with you is, stay true to what your passion is. And if someone's going to hire you in your full brilliance and honor the worth that you bring into their organization, then fine, stay there. But if not, either go someplace else or follow that passion, the road less traveled, and create your own business. And that, for me, and this was only probably 5 years ago that I took this, within the past 5 years that I took that short term, and I don't know what I was thinking, and maybe because I was sought after to bring in-house and do all of that, but no, since I can remember, Neil, I have been an entrepreneurial spirit. I started my first business when I was only 16 and in high school and living at my parents' house. So that will be the last corporate job. And I don't care that it was well paying and it had a fancy title. It was not for me. And before that, I mean, going back now over 30 years self-employed. So I see that as one of the little speed bumps of confirmation in my journey that keeps me strong and confident and convicted in what it is that I'm doing today as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. That's excellent, Cheryl. You know, a question, an issue I think that a lot of people who are considering going into business for themselves is fear. You know, it's typical for a lot of people that have corporate jobs to just become, I guess, comfortable being paid every other week and having the, you know, supposed security of having a corporate job. But as you know, when you're working for yourself, you're responsible for everything as opposed to having a corporation backing you. Did you have any fear when you started your own business? And if so, how did you get past that?
Well, that is a brilliant question. And I've got to tell you that there's a lot of fears that come up any time that we as human beings want to leave an environment where we are safe and secure, or so the illusion creates. And we're seeing that in today's marketplace, a lot of downsizing, right-sizing, merging, where, and with a new president coming in too, nothing is guaranteed. You know, in years gone by from what our grandparents did, there was, you know, you had job security for as long as you wanted to work there. The only security that there is today is in being self-employed. There's a lot of fears that come up regarding that. Am I going to be able to make it? What happens if times are lean? What happens if nobody loves what it is that I do? Wow, one of the first tips that I can share with you in preparing for that is to start putting away out of every paycheck that you have 10, 15, even 20% right off the top out of every paycheck that you get. Put it into a special checking or savings account that you do not touch. And my intuition told me to do that when I was a contract trainer for an international seminar company a couple of decades ago. And even though you think that you're going to be out on the speaking circuit and that everything is going to be guaranteed, no, not necessarily. And you need to be a high performer. You need to be good at sales. You need to be a great speaker and deliver value as well as the sales. And my intuition said, start putting money away. And I did. And from that particular job, I want to say I put away about $60,000. So I was prepared when the company was taken over in a sudden merger that threw everybody else off guard. There were only three of us out of 243 trainers around the world that still had a business the next day. So put money away, put it aside, earmark it, know what that money is for, because I think that there's probably two or three main fears that we have. One is going to be, can we do it? Are we going to be competent in the skills of running a business? You need to have an MBA or a marketing or a business degree? No. Would it help? Sure. But I think the fear of being competent is going to be one of them. The fear of safety and security, well, you know, you just have to get over that one, because when you're self-employed, you need to create your own safety and your security, and you can't count on somebody else. And as far as the money, you will find that in your business, probably, that there are going to be cycles where you ride the wave of prosperity and then the wave washes up to the shore, which might be a time to rebrand, recreate, or create a new product to go along with what those ebb and the flows are going to be. There's always going to be fears. There's going to be fears just because it's human nature. So whether you're working for someone else or want to start your own business, embrace the fear, take a breath, and move through it. Get to the other side. In all of my, doings of business, I've always believed in my skills, talents, and abilities. And you've got to believe that the passion that you have, as it can serve other people in the world, as coaching, as speaking, as training, as whatever product that you might create, whatever books that you might write, you've got to believe that there's a need out there. And that's basic economy 101, is to fill the need, find the need and fill it. Well, always be of service to other people and you will always have business.
Well, you know what? That's all a lot of really great advice, Cheryl, and hopefully the people that are listening in are taking heed to it. Well, you know, I mentioned a bit of, you know, during the introduction on your company, Sparkle Presentations. Perhaps you can tell us a bit about it and what exactly you provide your audience or your clients or your customers.
Well, thank you. Sparkle Presentation started out as, and as all my businesses have, a hobby, a passion turned into a business. So there's another tip that I can share with anyone considering this journey. You've got to love what it is that you do and love it so much that that's all you think about, breathe, eat, sleep, drink 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've got to love exactly what you do. So Sparkle Presentations, being the eighth and probably final business that I'm starting, started off as a fictitious business name. So that's where you can be doing business that it's only you as a sole proprietor, as an independent, without using your own name in the business. You need to file a fictitious business name. And it was a sole prop or sole proprietorship for many, many years. And then as my business grew and became more successful with greater liability, greater exposure, greater reach, because I speak all around the globe, then my advisors, both financial and legal, have suggested that I incorporate. So today's Sparkle Presentations is a California S corporation, which provides a lot of legal protection, I guess you could say. So I am an internationally top-rated speaker trainer with expertise in communication, specifically speaking and marketing skills, based on 40 years of my background, and my college degree is in this. So I have the honor of presenting to organizations around the globe, not only about helping them to boost their attitude, but to enhance their communication skills in person, in print, and online, to have a web presence. So a lot of the clients that I work with, whether they are just starting about going into business for themselves or that they're at that cycle point where they need to rebrand, refresh, and recreate, I help individuals and organizations do that. And I'm very intuitive with how I coach people. I can see where they are, and based on what their goals, how they envision what their ideal lifestyle would be, I can help them align with that as well as setting up the financial goals to help support it. So you need to, I think, have an advisor anytime that you are in business to people help keep you in check with where you're going. A lot of people who come to me and we take a look at what their expertise is, they, within the first hour of professional coaching, they get a raise. I increase their fees. So I love doing that and seeing the ahas and helping individuals re-spark that passion, rekindle that spirit that they have for what it is that they're doing, and to realize that they are worth more than what they have been charging.
Interesting, interesting. So, for instance, just I don't know if this is possible to do, but I'm sure the answer might be different depending on the client. So you have a client that engages in your services. What exactly could they expect to get from you?
As a speaker hiring me for a conference keynote or as an opening keynote, I am going to set the tone for their entire event and bring the energy up with an overview of what they can expect from the presentation, from the entire event. And then I also give high content value. Everything that I do is highly tailored and very engaging and in an inspirational manner, even if it's a topic such as dealing with difficult people. We have a lot of laughter with that. Clients also hire me to be the speaker right after their very serious business meetings. So for that, I coach them in how to keep the energy up and how to conduct productive, energizing, and productive meetings, all the way to what is the room temperature, to what are the refreshments that are served throughout the day, which helps keep people's energies up. And they also hire me to be keynote closing speaker for their conferences. So I do a wrap-up and overview of their event, add more value, and send the attendees out on a high. So clients book me to speak at their conferences, to facilitate retreats, to bring everyone on board and create much more cohesiveness on the team. And individuals hire me to help them with their coaching of their presentation skills. Companies hire me to look at their marketing efforts, including social media, to see how they can all be much more effective. So in a nutshell, I help people speak and market like a pro and help organizations bring more sparkletude into their organizations and their businesses as a speaker, trainer, consultant, and coach.
Wow, that's, you offer quite a number of services. I'm sure that the people that you engage, companies that you engage, are very appreciative. Another issue.
Well, thank
I
you.
Think
it's
that
it's
a
also
lot...
very, Neil. It's also very focused on that's the point of we have to be very clear. What is our offering? So when people say, "Oh, what do you do?" we have to be able to say it with crystal clarity. We can't say, "Oh, well, what do you need?" and hire me for that. So we have to have crystal clarity. I am saying no to more things today than I have ever in the past because of that clarity and to have a niche. So have a great business name that says what it is that you do, like Sparkle Presentations, and that's the sparklepresentations.com site. But also where people are looking for Speak and Market, then they would go to my coaching site of Speak and Market Like a Pro. If they want to know more information about me, then they would go to CherylRausch.com. So I think it's also important in setting up the business is to not only have a great business name and get the domain to match, but to create brand domination with a niche of what it is that you do and that you do it so well that no one else is even considered for competition. Be that unique and that focused. Sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to add to that because I think that's critical for anyone starting or staying in business.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Cheryl. An issue that I'm sure a lot of people that are considering starting their own businesses are, I mean, I already mentioned fear, but the issue that they may be coming up with is finding the work. So what when you start all of your businesses or even the business that you currently have now, how do you currently get clients?
Great question. When I first started transitioning from being employed for others, and I've been an art director at a major computer software company and had six designers working in my department at one time and owned graphic design studios, then the greatest marketing vehicle that I've ever found is word of mouth and referrals. Still to this day. I remember being in Toastmasters, which is where you and I met, brushing up on our public speaking skills, that I was speaking a lot for free. And as I started transitioning into paid engagements, it was about 98% of the referrals came from people within the Toastmasters organization that had heard me speak and said, "Wow, you've got great value. Could you speak to my other organization?" I think in any business today, word of mouth and referral is going to be the highest form of capturing and generating and retaining sales. Following behind that, I'm going to say, well, offering great service on what you currently do. So your current customers are also your best cheerleaders. But then social media. And I can tell you in the 17 books that I've published now, that there were the last three that I did, including Heart of a Military Woman that was endorsed by Montel Williams when he interviewed me on his Montel Across America, that over 80% of the stories that were contributed from all branches of the U.S. military to go into that compilation came through. They found out about the call for submissions via Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, 80%. So there's a lot to say about marketing on Facebook. So, for instance, in doing radio shows just like this one today, when I post this on Facebook and Twitter and create the link that sends them over to your iTunes for download and for listening, it is going to generate probably three, four, maybe even five more radio interviews. I have not sought out radio interviews for the past 8 years. Yet I've been on Montel Williams and several media outlets, TV shows, radio shows, because of the power of social media. So I think that as marketeers, we need to go to where our potential buyers are, to have great rapport, to ask for the support that we need, and utilize as much of the organic and no-cost marketing vehicles, which social media is one. But word of mouth followed by social media is what I would suggest.
Those are excellent suggestions. I'm a big fan of both word of mouth and referrals too, because as you said, it doesn't cost much. It doesn't cost anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. Actually, this kind of leads into my next question. So, you know, when people are starting their own businesses, cash is king. They really need to be very mindful of what they're spending their money on. In your opinion, what's a priority that a business that's just getting started should really spend money on and not, you know, skimp on? And it's something that you can skimp on.
Well, thank you. To begin with, make sure to have good advisors. So if you don't have much money, take advantage of SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, which is the Senior Corps of Retired Executives, and they are either low fee, no fee, coaching, consulting, if you will, in helping to start businesses. There's also the SBA, which is a Small Business Administration. Where not to skimp on is having your paperwork in order. If you are selling anything, you must have a resale license, because that's where the Board of Equalization will collect the sales tax. Do everything you need to handle things legally. If you need to have a business name, get your fictitious business statement, and then it needs to be published in a couple of local newspapers. So there might be $50 wrapped up into that. Definitely the resale license, and you will guesstimate what your sales are at the time that you take that out. So guess low, because the first year you have no way to really gauge it. So think that one through. Any type of taxes, make sure that you stay up with that. I would consult, and I did do this, a QuickBooks Pro who can set up your accounting system for you that you can use, monitor, and have them audit. So definitely the finances of it. Have a bookkeeper that can look at your financial statements and guide you in where to cut back. And nothing in your QuickBooks should be filed as miscellaneous. Everything needs to have a line item. You need to know where your money is going. So I would invest in good advice, coaches, and people to set up your accounting system. I would be careful with payroll. I would, as you're starting off, I would not employ full-time people within your organization unless you have a gangbuster of a great idea and that Shark Tank has invited, you know, has invested in you. If you are starting off yourself as a sole proprietor, be careful how many memberships that you join. Make sure that if it's a network that you are getting your money's worth out of and that you're getting business of. So if you're going to do anything like that, only do it as a one-year type of basis. And even my domain names, I will test them out for 3 years before letting them go, selling them, or just canceling them. So be mindful in what you're investing in. Advice, I would put pretty high up there. So hire good coaches and someone good with marketing. I would definitely do that, because your marketing materials are going to be out there for a while if anything is printed. Don't print too much at one time, and make sure that anything that you do in marketing is going to be effective. So that's what I would say. There's a lot of mistakes that I've made over the 35, 40 years of being in business, and run it by one of your advisors. Run it by one of your best friends. If they think that whatever it is that you're planning on investing in is a savvy investment. And if you're going to be hiring somebody, I would get referrals or ask them for who's worked with you before that you can interview. Check them out. Don't be naive. There are scams out there, but there's also high-quality, solid people who will bend over backward to help you do everything that you can and want to see you succeed, and connect with those people.
Wow, this is all very, very good advice. For the people that are listening, and as you said, you've been in business for quite a number of years, and you've made the mistake. So, you know, if anyone's listening in, this is you know, do what you did and don't do what you didn't do. I can't believe this 30 minutes has actually gone by as quickly as it did. You provided a wealth of information. I guess for my last question would be, how can people find you, Cheryl?
Oh, thank you. CherylRausch.com, SparklePresentations.com, and SpeakAndMarketLikeAPro.com. Matter of fact, Neil, if any of your listeners would like a free 15-minute consultation with me, no charge for that for 15 minutes, go to Speak and Market Like a Pro, go to the Coaching tab, scroll to the bottom where there's a big red button that it says free 15-minute consultation, you know, click here, which will take you over to a brief jot form to fill out, which will get you focused on what you'd like us to discuss in your 15 minutes. It pings me, we get in contact, and we will have a very laser-focused 15 minutes of consultation. So that's something that I can extend to all of your listeners. And it's been my privilege to be on your talk show. And, you know, to anyone who's considering going out on your own, believe in your dream. Believe in your skills, your talents, your abilities. Live your passion and have a transition that is one that provides you the safety that you need and at least 3 months that you can live on, ideally 6 months, before you leave the day job. But start building up the business on the side so it is a clean transition and that you are already up and in business by the time that you walk out that corporate door. And have fun. You got to love what you're doing. You got to love it.
Excellent, excellent. Again, thanks, Cheryl.
My pleasure, Neil.
Well, everybody, that marks the end of another episode of Neil Thompson Speaks. To learn more about me and Neil Thompson Speaks, please visit neilthompsonspeaks.com. That's NEILTHOMPSONSPEAKS.com. You can also check me out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. There are links from my website to all those social platforms, as well as a link to this podcast. Until next time, please take care.